안녕하십니까. 2015학년도 햇님 모의고사 영어 영역 듣기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2015학년도 햇님 모의고사 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그럼 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다.
1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
David, I'm so tired of checking whether Bill remembers to take his things with him to school or not every morning.
Well, I think you might actually prevent him from learning how to be independent by doing what he should be doing.
What do you mean by that?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hannah, is your preparation for the English speech contest going well?
Hi, Mr. Stewart. I've been writing a rough draft for my speech all week, but it isn't easy as I thought.
Sounds like you are really working hard on this. Can I take a look at it? I think I might be able to give you some advice on it.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. I'm John Smith. Today I'm willing to tell you a good way to use your old books. My parents used to keep my books in our garage, but when we moved to a smaller house with no garage, we didn't have space to store them anymore. However, instead of just throwing them away, my family thought donating them to the city library would be a good idea, so we sent the old books to the library. The library added our books to their bookshelves, so if you have any old books that you don't read, why don't you donate them to the library? Just the old books of yours can actually give a big joy to other citizens. And what's more, your grandchildren might be able to find the books you donated in the library's bookshelf.
4번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Today, I'd like to share with you all the results of a survey we gave to 300 high school students at the start of this year. This survey was made to find out how relationship with their parents affected their school grade. Most of the students had strong will to succeed in school curriculum. Is there a way for us to help them? Experts say that one of the best ways is called parent involvement. For instance, parents should participate in school events, such as volunteering in the classroom, parent-teacher meetings, fundraising for school, or helping prepare for class trips. Educational experts say that the more involved parents are in school events, the more likely children are to do well in school. For example, students' attendance, class participation, and concentration increase, while disruptive classroom behavior decreases.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey Arnold, did you do well on your math test?
I got an A. How about you?
I got a B+. I couldn't solve a few of the questions.
That's not bad at all. I bet you can get an A on the next test.
I really hope so, but I have a small problem.
What is it?
It's hard to concentrate when I'm studying. I get disturbed too often. Can you give me some advice about it?
For me, whenever I feel bored, I go to another place to refresh and come back after I have enough rest.
Does that help you concentrate?
Yes, and I heard that having enough rest between studying hours can help you focus more easily, rather than studying for long hours with no rest.
Why is that?
Refreshing and relaxing once in a while can actually release pressure of studying for a while, which can help you feel less stressed when you go back to study.
I see. I'll try your advice next time. Thanks.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm home. Where are you?
Welcome home, honey. I'm in Wendy's new bedroom. Come over here.
This place looks so fantastic. I can see you hung the mobile with little shapes from the ceiling for Wendy.
Yes. Do you think she'll like it?
I bet she'll love it. Oh, I like our family picture in the rectangular frame on the wall.
I really like it, too. Our family looks so happy there.
Yes, but we'll be even happier now because we moved to our new home.
Of course. By the way, do you like the rabbit doll between two pillows?
I think it looks adorable. The teddy bear blanket is pretty, too.
That's why I chose it.
And I'm so glad you put Wendy's crib next to ours.
I thought that'd be great, so we can easily keep an eye on her.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Hi, Clara. This is Joe. How are you doing lately?
Not so good. How about you?
I'm good. Why are you not so good? Is there something bothering you?
I'm thinking of joining a band, but I need to get through audition first. It is not going to be easy.
Oh. You are going for the vocal, right? That's nice. I always thought you have an amazing voice.
Do you really think so? But they wouldn't have a chance of knowing if I just shiver all the time instead of singing in the audition.
Come on, don't be so nervous. You'll do just fine.
I'm having nightmares of people staring at me like I'm some kind of weird person. Who wouldn't sing in the vocal audition?
Look, I'll help you find ways to ease your nervousness at the audition, okay?
Really? Can you do that for me? I would be so grateful.
Of course I can. You're my best friend.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 전시회를 관람하지 못한 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Andrew. I heard you are really a big fan of Claude Monet. Did you see the exhibition yesterday?
I really wanted to, but I missed it.
Why? Did you have something important to do?
No, I completely had a day off yesterday. I was at home all day.
Then, were you sick? There seems to be lots of people suffering from cold.
Well, I did catch a cold, but I'm actually in the recovering state.
Oh, then something must have happened to you.
Yeah. The day before yesterday, I didn't go home and stayed outside all night with my friends. My parents were really angry when I returned home yesterday morning, so I was banned from going out.
That's very unfortunate for you, but I understand your parents. They must have been really worried.
I apologized to them and promised it will never happen again.
9번. 대화를 듣고 연극에 관해 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Mrs. James, I'm hoping you could join our family dinner next Saturday. Do you have time?
Oh, sorry. I promised my daughter Heather that we would go to Children's Museum that day.
That's all right. Anyway, what's the special occasion?
She had her 10th birthday last week, but I didn't have time to celebrate for her that day. So I'm trying to make it up to her by taking her to the Children's Museum and by showing her a play.
Sounds like a good plan. Is there a good play going on right now?
Yes. Right now at the Children's Museum, they are having Cinderella and Snow White.
Seems like children's favorites are on. Do you know how much it costs?
You'll have to pay $5 for the play. But the pamphlets are completely free.
Great. So how long will the play continue?
It depends on what play you want to watch. In my case, Heather wants to watch Cinderella, which is going to be about 120 minutes.
I see. Thank you for the information.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Excuse me, how much are these sunglasses?
They are $150.
Do you have the same sunglasses in yellow lenses?
No, but you can change the color of the lenses if you pay an extra $10.
That's too expensive. Do you have any other sunglasses in similar design that have yellow lenses?
Sure. How about these? These are on sale right now.
They look okay to me. How much are they?
They are $200, but they are 30% off now.
That's a reasonable price.
Yeah, and they come with this leather-made spectacle case.
Perfect. I'll take them. Oh, and can I use this $10 discount coupon?
Sorry, we cannot apply multiple discounts at once.
That's okay. I'll pay in credit card.
Thank you.
11번 대화를 듣고 발런티어 서비스 페어에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Jay, what are you looking at?
Have you seen this poster? It says there will be a volunteer service fair in our town.
It's our town's annual event. I go there every year. The fair takes place on Springfield College soccer field. Is that right?
Yes. It says here that the fair will be held on Friday, December 12th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Nice. I'm thinking of going at about 12 p.m. Do you want to go with me?
Sure. Why not?
More than 100 nonprofit organizations participated last year, and this year there will be even more.
Seems like a good experience for me. I might be able to find service opportunities that match my interests and career goals.
Exactly. That is why I go there every year.
Is there an admission fee?
Yes, but we'll get a half-price discount if we bring our student identity card.
So how much is it with the discount?
It is $2.50.
Okay, see you on Friday.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 등록할 발레 수업을 고르시오.
Dad, here's a brochure from Harold Sports Center. I'd like to sign up for one of these ballet classes.
That's a great idea. Ballet will help you develop a good posture.
Good. I want to take Julie's class because I prefer a female teacher.
Okay. But I know you have a piano lesson on Monday, so you need to pick between the other two.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that my piano lesson was moved to Wednesday.
Then your ballet lesson should be on Monday or Friday, right? What about the maximum number of students?
Don't you think 30 students are too much?
Yeah, I agree with you. In that case, we only have one choice left.
Yes, and the fee seems reasonable.
Now go to the sports center and register. Here's the fee for the ballet class.
Thank you, Dad.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Molly, where were you for the last 4 days?
Oh, I went on a small trip with my friends.
That sounds fun. How was it? Did you have fun?
Of course. We went mountain biking and bungee jumping.
You and your friends really like extreme sports. Was everybody okay?
One of my friends sprained his ankle and had to rest for a while, but it wasn't serious.
That's a good thing. I've never tried extreme sports in my whole life. It seems too scary.
You have never tried it? No way. You should really try it. It is so much fun.
Do you think so? But I really don't want to hurt myself.
Extreme sports can also be safe if you have got all the safety equipment. Don't be so scared.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Look at those elderly people sitting around the clock tower.
I always see them whenever I pass here.
They often gather around here just sitting and dozing all day long.
What do you think it is that makes them do that?
My grandfather often told me that he had the will to work, but no place to work for.
That's too sad. There must be plenty of things that elderly people can do.
Of course, but society neglects them and it seems that employers don't think they can work properly.
I think that's a big problem, and something needs to be done about it.
That's exactly what I think. The government should do something to encourage elderly employment.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 미스터 그린이 산드라에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Green has a daughter named Sandra who's a middle school student. Tomorrow, she will go on a 3-day school camping trip with her classmates and teacher. Before she heads off to the camping trip, Mr. Green wants to make sure that she has packed her bags without missing anything. Sandra answers she had it all done and that she checked twice with the checklist her friend Emily made for her. Mr. Green asks Sandra if she had expressed her thankfulness to Emily for making such a considerate list, and she says no. Mr. Green thinks that Sandra should tell Emily how appreciative she was and how helpful the list was to her. In this situation, what would Mr. Green most likely say to Sandra?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
We occasionally have medical symptoms as we live our daily lives. Usually they are not very serious, but some of them need immediate treatment. For instance, if you have paralysis of the arms or legs, trouble finding words or double vision, these are signs of stroke. In this case, you need to get yourself in an emergency room as fast as you can. Timing is urgent. Fast treatment is crucial in preventing the death of brain tissue before permanent brain injury happens. Heart attack is also one of the most serious health problems. Are you having chest pain? Feel extreme weakness and dizziness and short of breath? You might be having an urgent heart condition. However, not everyone who has a heart attack feels chest pain or pressure. Women and the elderly particularly can get painless heart attacks. Also, those with previous heart disease or diabetes are most likely to have painless heart attacks. These types of heart attacks are more problematic because they can go entirely unrecognized. So being aware of painless heart attack signs is crucial, and they should be attended to as soon as possible. We occasionally have medical symptoms as we live our daily lives. Usually they are not very serious, but some of them need immediate treatment. For instance, if you have paralysis of the arms or legs, trouble finding words or double vision, these are signs of stroke. In this case, you need to get yourself in an emergency room as fast as you can. Timing is urgent. Fast treatment is crucial in preventing the death of brain tissue before permanent brain injury happens. Heart attack is also one of the most serious health problems. Are you having chest pain? Feel extreme weakness and dizziness and short of breath? You might be having an urgent heart condition. However, not everyone who has a heart attack feels chest pain or pressure. Women and the elderly particularly can get painless heart attacks. Also, those with previous heart disease or diabetes are most likely to have painless heart attacks. These types of heart attacks are more problematic because they can go entirely unrecognized. So being aware of painless heart attack signs is crucial, and they should be attended to as soon as possible.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번 통증 없는 심장마비가 나타날 수 있는 사람으로 언급되지 않은 것은? 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.